If your data are normally distributed and measured on an interval scale, then we're going to turn our attentions to the single sample t-test. Test hypotheses about the mean of the population represented by the sample, where mu is the population value. The null is the value of the hypothesized population mean based on either a priori hypotheses or information known about the population. For example, the population has a mean age of 19. Once again, like we saw before, the research hypothesis and the null hypothesis are often the same because we're hoping that our data matches some hypothesis or some known population parameter. The one sample t-test compares the hypothesized population value, and it's always fun to figure out where the damn little line went. There's supposed to be a little line, they wander off. Retaining the null means the sample mean is equivalent to the population mu. Rejecting the null is that the sample mean is different from the population mu. No big deal. Like a lot of formulas, we have a two-part formula. T is the mean minus the population mean divided by the SEM. The SEM is the variance divided by N. You know, there's a... No, that's fine. All right. So the first thing we do is we determine the null value, which we decided was 19. We expect that the sample comes from a population with an average age of 19. We then compute the standard error of the mean and the t. We determine the degrees of freedom and the critical t or the p-value. The degrees of freedom for this particular t-test is n minus 1. Using a t-table, we see 2.08. For 0.01, it's 2.83. Or using the p-value calculator, we get 1.23, which is in between the two. Makes sense. And so since t is greater than the 0.05, we would reject the null at p equals the 0.05 if we're using the critical value approach, or at 0.0123. Aren't you always suspicious when things come out like that? Are you making shit up, Cal? No, really, this is it. So it looks like the sample comes from a population that's older than 19. Yes?
Is this a progression beyond the goodness of fit
test? No, it's different than. That's qualitative data. This is parametric data. I've never made a computator for this because I'm unwilling to make a computator for, like, you know, write 100 lines of code instead of pushing 9 buttons on a calculator. But I probably should sometime.